Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Bob Cusk is here. Bob's a good friend of ours, a long time, more than 9-year member of our Brain Trust. How about that? Former executive with the Gillette Company for many years, running their HR division, not only in the United States, but overseas too. Founder and president of the Fusion Factor, and the author of a number of books, including The Higher Ground, An Insider's Guide to Finding a Career, and who knows how many others. He's our good friend, Bob Cusk. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's always great to be on. It's
good to have you back. So, all right. I was saying before you got here, Bob, that that when you talk about having an employee value proposition, which is one of the things you talk about with your clients,
The point, Jim, is why do we even talk about it?
What I was going to say is that one thing to remember is that value proposition is probably somewhat different for a 40-something than it is for a 20-something.
Absolutely.
So tell us about that.
Well, ask yourself two questions. Why should I join this company and why should I stay? And if you come up with the answer to that, there's your value proposition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is this a good company? Do I have great products? Are we growing? Are we shrinking? What are the things around my company that I could say to get an employee to join? And if you think about this, when you look at your balance sheet, you're looking at all your assets, right? Well, your employees are an important asset. And right now, we are in, again, a competitive environment where it's getting more difficult to get those assets.
Well, and to get qualified ones. There may be, my experts out there, Bob, tell me that there may be 4 million unfilled jobs because they can't find qualified people.
That's right.
One of the things that they defined as unqualified was people who showed up not, you know, dressed improperly or with rings hanging out of their body. You know, visible, things like that.
The current generation doesn't give thought, because they're sitting behind a computer when they present themselves, they don't give the same amount of thought that you and I did, you know, 35 years ago to the job environment.
Yeah.
You know, we cut our hair, we put our suit on or whatever, and they just show up. The other side of my business, Jim, as you know, is coaching these young people.
Yeah.
And I have
you wrote
to
a book
them.
About it.
Yeah. I wrote a book. Take the rings out of your ears for the interview.
Yeah.
You know, show up on time.
How about the nose? How about the lip and the nose and this, and the one coming out of their forehead or whatever? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, but you know, it's for the employer, and this the message to your listeners right now is, my clients are having trouble getting people. We're looking at
even though
right
they've got job openings, they're ready to put somebody to work, aren't they?
That's right. That's right. The unemployment rate in Massachusetts right now is 3.9%. Lowest in the country is South Dakota at 2.8.
Mm-hmm.
That's below full employment.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be able to say, you've got to be able to brand your company and say, this is why this is a good place to come to work. And you have to do a better job of making sure that you just don't hire the guy that shows up, but that you hire the best guy.
So what you're saying is that this, and this is an interesting phenomenon you're talking about here, there may be lots of people out there who don't have a job, but you're actually having to compete with the people who you want to work for you.
That's right.
You're having to compete for what you consider to be the quality applicant, not just a bunch of applicants.
Jim, back in 1989, Massachusetts was in the middle of the Massachusetts miracle, and our unemployment rate plummeted to 2.9%. I hired 1,300 people in 1 year to launch Mach 3 Razor.
Wow.
And I could not get people despite paying $3 an hour over the minimum wage.
Wow.
And we may not be at that point, and you know, maybe your listeners aren't hiring, you know, in that volume, but we are at a point where it's going to be difficult to get to people, and you've got to start thinking about, if I'm growing my business, what's that going to look like next year, the year after, 3 years down the road?
Well, and of course, one thing that's happening that's competing with those applicants is technology. Because, I mean, people, this is what's going on right now, and this is one of the reasons why there's so much anguish. Bob, you talk about such a low unemployment rate. That's the U3 rate, which is not really a good rate. The number you want to look at is the U6, which includes the people who have given up. And so, you know, it's if you got people who, if you can't find the qualified people to work, like we talked about earlier, some guy's going to come by, some person is going to come by and say, hey, I can solve that with a kiosk.
Right. But you know what? There's always going to be those jobs, Jim, that you need the flesh and blood.
You got to have. That's right. That's right.
And I'm seeing, just in the last 2 years, I'm seeing the number of applicants for job postings decline. And so what do you do? What do you do to change that? Well, you know, what do you do if you're not selling your product? You got to think about, how do you position your brand? Now, I'll give you just one quick example.
All right.
I have one client. They sell an industrial product that's, you know, very, very well thought of in their industry. They ran an ad for a regional sales manager, and they got very few applicants, and most of them weren't qualified. And I looked at their ad, and their ad was what most people do. It was basically a job description.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what we want. Here's the qualifications. Here's what you will do. And I changed the ad in the simplest way. I had three sentences that said, do you want to work for a company whose products are famous, who treats every employee as a family member, et cetera, et cetera? Well, you know what? We tripled the ad in 1 week.
Wow.
And so probably, just like you're selling a product.
And probably found the people they needed.
We did.
Yeah. Wow.
So that's your employee value proposition put into a branding message for how you sell your company.
Well, and see, this is exactly the way we sell ourselves to customers, isn't it?
It is.
You can't be successful anymore if you say we have the largest inventory in the tri-state area. You have to say something about what you do for customers, because everybody's got inventory.
That's right. That's right. One of my customers is in the office supply business, and the CEO says to me, my customers can buy my product anywhere. They don't have to buy from me.
Yeah.
They buy from me because I have the best customer service in the industry.
It's the special sauce. That's what they're looking
for. The special
Bob,
sauce.
I need your website, please.
The website is thefusionfactor.com.
Thefusionfactor.com. Check it out, folks. Quick break. Right back with Bob Cusker. More on this employee value proposition after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.